Hey everyone, welcome back to Dopamine Hacker. I'm your host, Santa Cruz, and today we're diving into something super important: building healthy relationships in this crazy digital age. Ever feel like you're constantly scrolling through curated lives, comparing yourself to others, or struggling to connect on a deeper level? You know that feeling when real-life interactions feel, well, less exciting than the constant stream of likes and notifications? Let's face it, technology has changed how we connect, and not always for the better. But guess what? We can outsmart the scroll and reclaim our brains. It's all about finding that sweet spot between embracing the awesome things technology offers and prioritizing genuine human connection. So grab your favorite beverage, get comfy, and let's dive into 5 key takeaways that'll help you build those healthy, fulfilling relationships in this digital world. 1. Mindful scrolling is key. We all know the drill: scrolling through social media for hours can leave us feeling drained, anxious, and even jealous. But here's the thing, it doesn't have to be a constant battle. Practice mindful scrolling. Before you dive in, ask yourself, what am I hoping to get out of this? If it's just mindless entertainment, maybe set the timer for 15 minutes max. And remember, those curated feeds are just glimpses into someone's life, not the whole picture. 2. Unplug and reconnect. Ever notice how much easier it is to have a deep conversation when you're actually face to face? Put down your phone, look people in the eye, and truly listen. Ask open-ended questions, share your own thoughts and feelings, and be present in the moment. Remember, real connection happens when we give each other our undivided attention. 3. Quality over quantity. It's better to have a few close, meaningful relationships than a ton of superficial ones. Focus on nurturing those connections that truly bring you joy and support. Spend quality time with loved ones, engage in activities you enjoy together, and create lasting memories. 4. Be authentically you. Trying to be someone you're not online just leads to burnout and frustration. Embrace your quirks, share your passions, and connect with people who appreciate you for who you are. Remember, authenticity attracts genuine connections. 5. Set healthy boundaries. It's okay to say no sometimes. Don't feel pressured to respond to every text or social media notification instantly. Protect your time and energy by setting clear boundaries around your digital interactions. This helps you stay focused on what truly matters in your life, those real-life relationships that bring you joy, fulfillment, and support. You know how it goes. You're scrolling through Instagram, feeling a little envious of someone's vacation photos, or getting sucked into a never-ending news cycle. Suddenly, it's 2 a.m., you haven't spoken to a real person all day, and your sleep schedule is shot. Sound familiar? That was me last week, honestly. But then I realized, enough is enough. I decided to spend the weekend unplugging, no phone, no social media, just good old-fashioned quality time with friends and family. We went hiking, cooked a delicious meal together, had deep conversations, and laughed until our sides hurt. The point is, sometimes we need to disconnect to truly reconnect. And trust me, those real-life connections are worth way more than any number of likes or followers. So remember, you've got the power to outsmart the scroll and build healthy relationships in this digital age. Be mindful, unplug regularly, prioritize quality over quantity, be authentically you, and set those healthy boundaries. Go forth, connect deeply, and live a more fulfilling life. Don't forget to share this episode with your friends who are also trying to navigate the world of tech and relationships. And let me know in the comments what strategies have worked for you. I love hearing from all of you. Until next time, keep those dopamine levels balanced and your connections strong.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.